But I definitely know the phone's going to be blowing up because we are joined with one of my new favorite guest hosts. We've been chatting on the side. What it means like to become, listen to this, by the way, 3-time Lady Rider of the Year, Motorsports Personality of the Year, top 10 Lady Rider in Africa, number one Safari Rally finisher, four Category 3, and number one Mini finisher as well. I mean, accolades for days. If you don't know the name, of course, you have to know this name. It is Maxine Mahome right here in studio with me. It is absolutely a pleasure to meet you. Hello, how are you doing?
Good, good. Yourself?
I'm not too bad. I want to know, because it was your first time riding the Ford Fiesta, right?
Mm, yeah.
First time in that car, and then that last lap, you knew, I've done it. What was that feeling like?
It was exciting, because that wasn't my plan from the beginning. My plan was just to, you know, land the car, take it easy, see how I'll get and what position I'll get by the end of the four-day rally. So by the third day, and I was leading, I was extremely excited. So I couldn't believe it.
And speaking of excitement, I'm so sure your friends are excited because you've gone from being great at what you do to being famous. How are you handling fame and all of this attention that's coming your way?
It's overwhelming. You get all kinds of messages, all kinds of things people would say, most of them happy things. They're proud of you. They're like, most of my friends are excited. They know now, so you know, someone who's known out there, like after that post that Lewis Hamilton shared.
Yeah.
So everyone was like so excited. So yeah, I'm still excited as well.
Yeah,
getting to feel how the fame life is.
I'm getting excited for you, and that's a conversation we're going to be getting into, and especially, of course, for parents as well, getting into motorsports, not just for females, but as a young Kenyan in general as well. But for now, dial star 411 star 22 hash to get that credible, reliable news like now. It is a Fuse 984, and I'm hanging out with my new co-host, Maxine, and it has been such a pleasure getting to know you behind the scenes. Now, if you don't know, Maxine Mahome, of course, created history by becoming the first Kenyan female to win a WRC Support Championship round, and of course, taking the WRC victory on home soil. It was fantastic to see. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bigwigs, from the president to, of course, Tyrus Riley, were all wishing you a massive congratulations, but I want to take it back to the beginning.
Yeah.
How did you get started? I know it wasn't in motorsport, it was in motocross instead. Yeah. So what was that all about?
Oh, that one was, I guess I asked my dad, because I wanted to drive, but I couldn't drive. I was too young. So I told him, okay, let me get a bike, because all my cousins had bikes and they're guys. So first he denied, he refused. He was like, no, this is for boys, blah, blah, blah. I said, if it's for boys, then why did you accept me to want to do rally? So I said, it's the same thing. So we got a bike, kept it away from my mom for a bit. She didn't know about it. Then like a month later, when I was going to do my first race, is when we like let her know everything. We filled her in and everything about what we've been doing on the side.
How did she handle your little secret on the side?
Of course, she was shocked. She was so shocked. She was a bit annoyed. But she didn't mind. She said, okay, let's go see how it will go.
And people don't realize how hard motocross is. Because, I mean, you started at 10, but some people started 3. And
yeah,
more, those little babies.
3 is actually the best age if you want to become pro in motocross. Me starting at 10 was so hard. I had to learn quickly because now I'm joining a big class, like 85cc, and those guys are already fast because they've been riding for a while. So, you know, and as a girl, guys are physically much stronger. So I'd have to train harder, watch my diet. It was a whole program.
I want to know as well how you handled failure, because when it comes to motocross, it can be quite a challenge. Mm-hmm. So how did you handle failure at the beginning, and how did you keep on going?
I didn't take it too personally. Of course, I lost many races in that whole year that I was learning. Eventually, I guess when I started winning, then I knew this is how it feels to win. So when I lose, it doesn't really bother me, because I know I want to get to the top. So when I lose, I take it as a learning experience. I don't take it too personally. I see, this is what I did, this is what happened, and pray that next time you won't do it.
And from the motocross now to I want to be a rally driver, how did you get into that conversation with your family, and how did you get started?
My dad already knew I wanted to do it. So, you know, when we had, what is it called, lockdown, 2019-2020, over there, when we were doing completely nothing, I decided this is the only chance I'm going to get to really learn everything I need to know about a car before things pick up again. So that's the time I sold the bike, got a buggy, did autocross, and then eventually got a rally car and started my first rally, which is last year, a year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah.
Wow, we want to know it all. You can let us know what you want to know on the Fuse 984. That's 0701-984-984 or the Fuse 984. It is Capital FM, your best mix of music. It is also the Fuse 984. Myself, Anwara, and Nadia Fabri, and we are joined in with the world champion, a woman who made history. Of course, it is our new friend Maxine Wahome. And now, a lot of people think it's just you get into a car. Mm-hmm. And it's a fast car and you go. Mm-hmm. But I want to know the reality of how it is to start, you know, joining the Safari Rally, mm-hmm. building the car and all of that.
That's how I actually started. I got a road car and I stripped it all down. Everything, like it was just a shell, like I'm kebe to just, you know. So got the roll cage, built the roll cage, and this is all self-sponsored. So, you know, this old rallying thing is expensive. Getting the roll cage done and welding the car, making sure it's safe, it wouldn't just break and cut everywhere. So it took a while until just before the safari last year when I got a sponsor, and I had like limited time to really do the car. So, you know, without a sponsor in this sport, it's hard to like achieve everything you need. So that's why we call out all sponsors out there. Normally before the rally or even early, long before anything, you'd call out and get support from someone.
Now, for the new Maxine listening, she also wants to be a rally driver. How is she meant to get a sponsor? How is she meant to go out and get sponsorship for her car and for racing?
I guess just reaching out. It doesn't hurt just to reach out. Just approach someone. For me, what I did was I'm lucky I had the background of motorsports with the biking and everything, but it doesn't hurt to reach out. Anybody who wants the support, just reach it out.
And how much time do you have to practice between, I know because the car must get really banged up and then you have to get on the road once again. So how much time do you get to practice?
I'd say none at all, but you have to create now the time. So with me, I would do rallying and autocross. So the autocross is where I'd practice most of the time. With the rallying, because the car would get really messed up or I need a lot of spare parts that need to be repaired, I would have to do each rally to improve each rally and, you know, learn the car more and more. So if I don't have time, that's the only time I would be in the rally.
Oh, wow. Keep sending in your questions on the Fuse 984. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Something exciting is coming your way as well. And how you can support Maxine Wahome, it is the Fuse 984. Time definitely flies by when you're having fun right here on the Fuse 984. Myself, Anmara, and Nadia Fabri. And we are joined in with a champion, a woman that has made history. Of course, it has to be Maxine Wahome. Now, I actually wanted to talk to you a little bit about this Lioness Motorsport competition, because this is a great introduction for women or young girls as well to enter the motorsports race. So maybe you can tell me a little bit more about that.
That rally, it's actually a new thing in Africa, where from the rally drivers to the officials, to the paramedics, to the watchmen, everyone has to be a lady in the rally. So, you know, it's all, that's why they call it Lioness, as the lioness, you know, the lion and the lioness, so yeah.
And is it easier to apply? How often is it as well?
It's a recent thing, so I think the next one is in November. So anyone who would want to apply as a lady, you can check on Instagram or Facebook as the Lioness Club
and
apply for it. It's only like 5,000 bob for a whole year. So you'd get the chance to drive. They teach you anything you need to know about navigating, anything you need to know as an official. You don't have to be the rally driver, but you can be in the sport.
And you participated. How did you do?
I won the rally.
Of course. So
I won that rally.
And from that's in November to July, what's going to be happening on the 9th and the 10th as you're heading to Machakos? What should we be expecting?
I'm participating in the rally cross. It's also the first ever in Kenya and I think in Kenya. So it's a team thing. So you're four drivers, one a lady, a champion, a veteran, and what else? Yeah, four of those. And you'd share one car. And you have different heats. And in the end, on Sunday now, you do the finals. So Saturday is qualifying, Sunday is finals. Where it's never been done before in Kenya, where cars compete side by side with each other. So that's how it is. It's not going to be like the normal rallying that we do. You'd go one by one. So it would be side by side with everyone in their category.
What an occasion that's going to be. That's definitely something you have to check out. Don't forget that it's happening on the 9th and the 10th of July. Machakos People's Park is where it's going to be going down. Yeah. It's going to be one to watch. We were talking about support. How do you think we can support not just you, but our fellow Kenyans who are in the motorsport? Because they are doing really well. How can we support our Kenyans?
First of all, is to the sponsors. To sponsors out there who want to help in the sport or even help an individual with their goal. Just to support us, sponsor us out there. And of course, we wouldn't let you down. If we all want to do something, it doesn't necessarily even have to be motorsports. It can be whatever. But a sponsor helps a lot with an individual with what they want to do.
And I think also showing up for these events as well, you know, showing up and showing out and cheering on, but also social media. Everything is online these days. So how can we find you on social media?
All my social medias are Maxine Wahome. But I created a new one, which is Maxine Wahome Rally. So if you just search Maxine Wahome, I'm sure anyone will find it. I keep it simple.
And this will be on our platforms as well, the Fuse 984 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to get back into the music, but you can keep sending in those questions because 0701-984-984 is the line that is blowing up. It is a Fuse 984. I know we're not allowed to cut songs, but you know, we are getting into the lunch hour. Then the All Request Lunch Hour. So let us know what you want to listen to. We'll make it happen just for you. It is a Fuse 94 with myself, Anne Mora, and Nadia Favory. And we have been talking to Maxine, of course, all hour long. My new friend. I love to see it. And we do have a lot of people who want to say hi to you, by the way, on Capsule of Femme Fanatics. But I'm going to start with Sanzi as well, who says he watched all 4 days and he's super proud to call you a fellow Kenyan. And you did absolutely fantastic. So this is what we're going to do. The support doesn't just stop here, right? We're going to continue supporting you, of course, on the 9th and 10th of July at the Machakos People's Park. That's how you help out, especially when it comes to motorsport, when it comes to, you know, motocross as well, and when it comes to just seeing the future of Kenyan sports go forward. And I love to see it. Other than that, I do have a couple more things to say. So Wahoo in the UAE says it's nice to see a young lady put Kenya on the map. So shout out to Dubai, shout out to UAE for listening in. Your number ends in 040 as well. He wants to know, he said, please ask this question. How do you handle pressure? How do you handle the pressure, not just on, you know, on the court, on the course, but even off the course?
I block it off and focus on myself. You don't need to take pressure from anyone. If you know what you want, you don't need to take pressure. That's them just either jealous or, you know, trying to get you down. So they have something to talk about later. So you don't take it. Just ignore it.
I love that. And then Ruth read my mind. She wants to know, what song would you request for our all request lunch hour?
Burning in My Soul.
Burning in Your Soul. Robbie East.
Yeah.
All right. Got you. Thank you so much for coming in. And once again, what are your social media handles so we can follow you and support you?
Yeah, Maxine Wahome on all of them.
Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to get the news. Don't forget, dial star 411 star 22 hash and then back to the Fuse.